Well, registration is underway for the Dawson Creek Curling Club. The Memorial and Kin Arena will be reopening October 13th after being shut down last year. All this has our Keeping the Peace columnist Judy Kacharik reminiscing about her love for the game.
The nondescript wooden Quonset building appeared abandoned during the summer and fall. The feral grass would grow up tall and neglected, and the handle on the large front door was wrapped tightly with a rusty old chain and large padlock. That old barnwood building was the curling rink in my childhood community of Worsley. The rink transformed into a place of fellowship and fun during the long winter. The chains came off the doors and the grass became hidden under the deep snow, the pathway packed down from the footsteps of winter boots. My love of curling was born in that old building, and I remain smitten to this day. I love the precision of the game, the politeness, the civility of it all, and of course I love the sound of clanging cowbells. The game begins and ends with a handshake or fist bump, and die-hard curling fans are knowledgeable and appreciative. I find myself struggling to describe it to folks who don't understand the game, specifically my American friends. I enthusiastically explain, "It is so exciting. Rocks made out of granite are thrown down a sheet of pebbled ice, and then two team members run alongside, sweeping it along the way, while the skip yells, 'Hurry! Hurry hard!'" I'm certain they're thinking, "You silly Canuck, that's crazy talk. You need some sunshine to thaw out that brain of yours." Yep, curling is a conundrum, encased in granite and buffed with a corn broom, and I love it. Me personally? No, I don't curl. A few years ago, my hubby and I gave it an honest try, which didn't last very long. It was cold, it was difficult, the rocks were heavy, and the shoes are not very flattering. I curled in lead position and found it difficult to understand anything the skip was asking of me. He stood there like a highway flagger with his broom resting on the ice in front of him. I would look down the length of ice and yell, "Where do you want it?" Followed by, "Are you sure?" And finally, "Are you kidding me?" Then I would just heave it down the ice, randomly turning the handle at the last moment. Fortunately, all those years of watching curling helped me out in one very important way. I had the right excuse for all of my mistakes. If it barely made it over the hog line, I would scream, "I think it picked!" And if it slid through the house, I would say, "Wow, the ice is really keen tonight." We quit curling after I confessed to my hubby that while he was laboriously sweeping a rock down the sheet of ice, I was simply sliding beside him with my broom hovering above the ice surface. I still love curling. I don't play for a team, but I cheer from the comfort of my couch, where drinks are free and my cowbell has no competition. For CBC Radio, I'm Judy Kacharik.